Question Raman Perik Dalach Beis. Afti Shucha Avar Biyanta Shlotzach Asul Achabas Veish Afilu Huvar Olatzarach Achilo. What does it make if it was Huvar Olatzarach Achilo or not? Who cares? Shakibu Malacha Sheim Bo Tzarach Achilo Klal. So it means it's one of those malachas. Ukishain Shem Echad Mesa Eish Kachem Echad Mesa Ner Vim Kava Loka Kmishar Gabana. Yeah, that's what he said. He's in compliance with his shita. All right. These Rambams are right for what we said in the Ram before. In other words, that it depends on the nature of the malacha. Depends on the nature of the malacha. See, Taisvis, on Chav Kimmel Aleph, Taisvis is saying that it would be mutter for. Shavu Chol Nafsh should be mutter. Even malachas kibbutz. But the Rambam is saying you can't be matir because it's just like bona. So intrinsically it's asa. Okay. But the problem in the Rambam is, why is it mutter litzlos basa alaish? Because he's doing kibbutz. And if that's the case, if you're going to tell me kibbutz is mutter, because there's ochel nefesh, I'm saying mutlashin tachsa peres kadeshi yuchshu alachila. So what is he doing over there? So over there he's doing kibui together with the avar. Why is it mutter as opposed to lariach is not? There's no good. So the problem with the Rambam is, how does he get rid of kibui? I mean, that's the problem. And he says kibui is a malacha she'ein but tzarach klal. Shame but tzarach achila klal. Let's try to understand the Rambam. So the Rambam says that afa pishu chavar biyomtev shalol tzarach osu l'chabos esayish afilu huvar ol tzarach achila. Right? I mean, what does he mean? What gives us huvar ol tzarach achila, right? Yep. So apparently there's a havamina here. There's a havamina in the Rambam. What's the havamina? The havamina was that if it was huvar ol tzarach achila, if you're dealing with an age that was huvar ol tzarach achila, so then the kibui for achila would be mutter. If you do the kibui for achila, like let's say for instance you're cooking and you don't want it to burn, right? So then we'd say that what? That since the havara was the tzarach achila, so the kibui will be nigrar achar havara. Okay? Right? Yeah. That apparently is the havamina. So kamash malon, that the kibui is not nigrar achar havara, but the kibui stands by itself, and therefore it's also. Right? And that's what he says. Shakibui malacha she'im bo tzarach achila klal. So that's why it's asa in yantif, and it's not nigra achar ha'avara. So it's absolutely asa. Okay. Now with the rounds like this. Ein ma'ashnim b'ktaras b'yantif neshu machaba. Va'afilu la'riach ba. So he doesn't really say. I mean, over here he said Rambam holds because of shavu chol nefesh. Tashdus. What? That l'riach shavu chol nefesh. Ve'in tzarach loma legamar sabayis. Ve'in tzarach loma legamar sabayis as a kelim shalasa. Yeah. But that's certainly not shavu chol. That's not even ochel nefesh. That's not even ochel nefesh. So why does he have to tell you that? Umuter la'ashen tachas haperos kadesh yuchshur la'achila. And these are all the same cases of la'ashen. So in ma'ashen you have kibui and you have what? And you have avara. Kimoshem muter litzlos basar ala'esh. So what is the Rambam saying? So pashtus by the basar ala'esh, So the Rambam, you could say the Rambam means, because it's true that there's kibui there, but since it's a maisa ochel nefesh, and it's essentially havara, so in that case, the kibui is nigra acha havara. In other words, if in the maisa ochel nefesh there is a kibui, then we don't say that it's asa gosa malachas kibui. Then it's all nitfas in ochel nefesh. Then it's all nitfas in ochel nefesh. Okay. You see, if you lit the ash for ochel nefesh, that's not going to help you if you're machaber to be machaber later. But if b'shas maisa there's kibui and avara letzorach ochel nefesh, so the kibui is nigra ha'avara. It becomes all a part of ochel nefesh. It's intrinsically related to ochel nefesh. Becomes intrinsically related to ochel nefesh. So then you don't have to worry about malachas kibui. Okay. But the chadl is no good, because in the chadl there's only kibui. So in the chadl there's only kibui. If there's havara, so then I say that essentially it's meleches ochel nefesh. So then the kibui is included in the havara, in the meleches ochel nefesh. But if it's only kibui, so then it won't work. They put where Rashi explains, where they're machaba the gachelas in the chadl. So there's no havara. So there's no havara. So that's the way the Rambam is learning. No, and any malacha that's not intrinsically ochel nefesh. If it's done parenthetically, it's nitfas in the malacha, so to speak. Because you're doing essentially havara l'shem ochel nefesh, and simultaneously there is a side kibui in the process. So then you don't have to be concerned. Because any malacha that's involved in malachas ochel nefesh in that manner is completely discounted. It's considered all part of the malachas ochel nefesh. That's what the Rambam knows. But if it's only the malacha, it'll be asa. Okay? That's what the Rambam is learning. It's an interesting Rambam. And that's what the Rambam says. The writer's learning was that from what he said at first, that if the eish was huvaro letzorach ochel nefesh, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, of course it doesn't make any difference. But the answer is, because he was operating with that premise, that maybe you'll think it makes a difference. Why? Because since essentially it's ochel nefesh, so maybe you'll think that the kibui will be nigrar and included in the avar itself. And therefore it'll become malachas ochel nefesh. So he says, no, it doesn't become malachas ochel nefesh. But if the kibui is a natural component of an essential malacha of ochel nefesh, so then we say that it's all malachas ochel nefesh. It's all malachas ochel nefesh. Even if that malacha in particular is a malacha she'ein bo tzarach achila klal. That's what Ron is saying. Yeah. Yes. This would not be a malacha on Shabbos. Shabbos would be chayv prosecuted. But on Yom Tov, it's another facet of how ochel nefesh really carves out malachas. It's another facet, another method that you see how the institution of ochel nefesh affects malachas. All right. In other words, what the Rambam is saying is that the kibui is nigrar achar havara, and it's defined as one maisa ochel nefesh. So even though it's kibui, it's not only from the atzmo, but it's defined as one maisa. And that's why he says in the beginning also the same thing, that you might think that it's one maisa, but he says, no, if it's zechas, it's no good. But if it's bevasachas, it's okay. In other words, ochel nefesh is koveya, that is one maisa ochel nefesh. It's defined as one act of ochel nefesh. So even though there's kibui simultaneously, it doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like we said, in terms of the in terms of Malachas and Yantif, so Avodah and Ochel Nefesh go together, because Avodah is the objective and Ochel Nefesh is an objective. That's why in Malach and Yantif it works that way, because of the combination. That's basically because it's Avodah and Ochel Nefesh defines the Avodah. Yeah, so Pashtus, when he starts off, Ein Mashnim B'Ktaris B'Yantif, Neishu Machada, so what he's saying is that even though Ma'ashnin is basically Havara, and Havara is Hutra, even Shalal Tzarach, right?
Yeah.
So it's Hutra Lagamri, so you might think that if simultaneously at the time you're doing Havara, you're also doing Kibui, so we don't look at the Kibui, but we just look at the Havara, and Havara is Mutter. Havara is Mutter. Because according to the Rambam, it all goes by the malach itself, right? So any malach that's intrinsically ochel nefesh is mutter, or you're not over, right? So that's why if you want to just cook for no reason at all, it's mutter on yantif, even though you're not doing for ochel nefesh. So havara is considered mutter, even if it's not ochel nefesh. Right? Like Ner Shel Avtala. So this should be like Ner Shel Avtala. Right? That's good case. Not really Ochel Nefesh. Ner Shel Avtala means psychologically I like it. So anything that's not going to be on the level of Ochel Nefesh is going to be Avtala. Right? So the Rambam's saying, you might think that since the Malacha was Hutra, so, and you're allowed to do that malach on yantif, right?
Yeah.
So, if agav orcha, if simultaneously you have kibbutz, you shouldn't be concerned about it, because essentially you're doing avara. So he says, kamash malon, you don't say that, right? V'afilu lo riach ba, v'ein tzarach lama l'gamas sabayis v'sakam shalos. So now it makes more sense. Why? Because you might think, Vafil La Riach by saying even La Riach, because La Riach is not considered Ochel Nefesh. And certainly, Lagam Asabai Sakalim, it says, why does he have to mention it though? Because you might think that he's for a simultaneity.
Right.
You might think that simultaneity means that he's doing Malacha Muteras and Agavurcha, it's Malacha Ha'asura, so you don't have to be concerned. Basically, it was Hutra. It was Hutra for Yantif. Yeah. Now, I'm wondering, let's say, for instance, like by Mavashil. I'm wondering if, you see, from Rambam, it's hard to know, because what the Rambam is saying is that even though ordinarily you go by the Malacha itself, that's the whole premise. So Havara is the same as Bishul, because Hutra Lagamri. But now he's coming across another system where you're defining the nature of the Asiya, and you have two Malachas involved, and you're defining the nature of the Asiya Sochel Nefesh based upon the Malacha Muteris. So there the Ram says that there's a distinction whether it's just Malacha Muteris or whether it's Malacha Sochel Nefesh. That's what the Ram is saying. That if it's Malacha Sochel Nefesh, then I say the second Malacha is Nigrach of the first one, and it's all considered Malacha Sochel Nefesh. But if it's Malacha Muteras, I don't say that because you have Malacha Muteras and simultaneously you do Malacha Asura, that the Malacha Asura is Nigrach after the Malacha Muteras. You need real Ochel Nefesh. The only question I have is, does Rama mean that's only the case by Havara? Because by Havara, the Rambam distinguished that Havara really is only Ochel Nefesh when it's involved in Ochel Nefesh, because of its indispensability. But the Torah is Mater Hutra Lagamri, because it is Hutra Lagamri, because the Malachas are in objective terms. Would there be a distinction between that and between, for instance, Afiyah? Or is it the same thing? Let's say by Afiyah not Malachas Avar, but Malachas Afiyah, where the Afiyah was involved in a Kibui. But if Kibui is not possible, because the Kibui, it couldn't be Kibui after something else, because Kibui is Avar. But I'm just wondering, theoretically, Or do we say that once you say mitoch shehut shel letzarach, which namish lo letzarach, but the only thing is it doesn't have the character of achol nefesh. That's the difference. It doesn't have the what? It has been, it's mashmash ma'am has been chosen to be a part of a maisa achol nefesh in order for the, to be nigra. But is that only by havara, because havara, where it's not achol nefesh, you see, is just hutra. And doesn't have, it's not a malach that has intrinsically the character of achol nefesh. But let's say let's say you have other malachas which have the character of achol nefesh. Maybe even if it's not involved in achol nefesh, that it would be, I can't think of a case, but it would do the same thing to the, other malacha as havar does to, as havar when it's involved in achol nefesh does to kibbutz. That you can't really deduce from this Rambam. But that's the Rambam. That's what the Rambam is saying. That's what the Rambam says. Vein tzarach lomar gam hasabayis says account shel asa. Because just because it's hutra, it's not, it doesn't become the essence of the asiyah because it's hutra. It has to actually be involved in achol nefesh. Okay? Right. Yeah. Eli asked the question of, what about the, how does the Rambam treat shovel achol nefesh? And he does, never mentioned shovel achol nefesh.
Right.
But it would seem the Rambam couldn't know from shovel achol nefesh. Why? Because so according to him, it's totally in the nature of the malach itself. It's such a legamri. It's such a legamri. But the answer is, see, the answer is, you're right, it won't make any difference except in this case. Because in this case, you need an oil. It's beautiful. In this case, the Rambam, it comes out very nice, by the Rambam, that's very nice. That the Rambam doesn't hold shovel achol nefesh in any other case because it goes by the nature of the malach. But there's one case where you're going to have it, where you're going to need shovel achol nefesh. Where's that case? Over here, where one malacha is nigra after the other one to create a situation, because in that you need a situation of achol nefesh. So then there's halacha of shovel achol nefesh. Then if it's not shovel achol nefesh, so you can't say it's involved in a maisa of achol nefesh. You follow? So it'll only be in this case that the Rambam will have shovel achol nefesh. That's perfect. But you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but over here, but you see, but why isn't it tzarach haguf? Why isn't this considered tzarach haguf? Because it's not a, it's not shovel achol nefesh. Right? It's not shovel achol, that's why it's not considered tzarach haguf. So, but the only thing is, the only time the Rambam has that consideration will only be in this unique halachic framework where you have one malacha that's involved in achol nefesh, and agavruch, another malacha, which is usher, is involved as well. That's the only case where you're going to have, where you're going to need the concept of achol nefesh, according to Rambam. So the sugi is very good, according to Rambam. You can't ask a kashan. Why is the Gemara? Because like this, I have a kashan Rambam. How could Rambam say it's intrinsically mutter, but the Gemara says shovel achol nefesh? Davar shei says, see, it's not intrinsically mutter, because it's only mutter shovel achol nefesh, right? But the answer is that's exactly how the Rambam worked it out. That over here, that it's only true in the case where one malacha is nigrar after the other malacha simultaneously, and then you need the actual achol nefesh in order to involve the other malacha in achol nefesh. So that's the only case. There, the Rambam says that's the sugya of the shovel achol nefesh. Works out beautifully. So right. So this whole institution that the Rambam set up is that one malacha is nigra after another. That institution is the only time we will require a real achol nefesh, and then you have to be concerned with whether it's shovel achol nefesh or not. That's right. Okay. All right. Eli asked another question. Question is in halacha tazayin. Why does Rambam have to say that rechitza sichor im b'chlal achilish siyob? But the question is, why should it be worse than Malachas Aftala? He wants to do it, Stam. It's not Latzarach Machar. It's not Lakusim. It's not Laklavim. Right? But the answer is, because you look carefully at the Lashon Rambam, the question is, why did the Rambam start off Rechitza Vesicho Harehim Bechlal Achilush Sia? Right? Why did the Rambam have to say that? What's the problem with doing that in Yantif? No problem doing that. Once you have the water, no problem. The Rambam should start off, and he didn't have to say Va'osna Sam Biyantif. He should have said, Rechitz V'sicho, Hain Tzorche Aguf, and Lefichach, Machamen Biyantif. Ravasan Panavya Raglav. So my son wants to say that the pshat is that the that really it's a, since it's a different malacha, it's a different kind of a malacha. So therefore you look at the avoda aspect of it. So the avoda aspect means what's its objective? Its objective is rechitza v'sicha. That's what the Rambam mentioned sicha too, because rechitza v'sicha is an objective of ochel nefesh on yantif. Rechitza v'sicha itself. And therefore, the objective of this type of heating of water, which is different than Bishul, would be like Bishul Salmanim otherwise, but of course it's a different character. So this type of Bishul, for instance, the water doesn't have to be royally sealed, and it's done in a different manner. So therefore, you have to look at the avoda aspect. If the avoda aspect is ochel nefesh, so then it'll be mutter. That's exactly the Rambam. That's why I think with pizza v'sicha, is harayim b'chlal achilish siya va'osinas on the yantif, that these things themselves are things that you do on yantif, because yantif is on yantif you have to take care of tzorchei haguf, and therefore since you have to take care of tzorchei haguf on yantif, so it's like achilish siya. So therefore anything that has the objective of achitza v'sicha is also considered achal nefesh. That's very good. It's clear from his lashon. Okay, so the Rambam says that you can make an Issa Gedola, because like Beis Hill. Okay, Rambam is Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. Okay, it's working now. Yeah. So the Rambam says that Muta Lolosh Issa Gedola Biyamtiv, because it's passing like Beis Hill. That's not even though he's making Issa Gedola, so it's a bigger tircha in Elisha, but still it's Muta. Okay, then Lashem Yantif Mafish Menu Chalav Neslakayin. If he doesn't leave Shem Yantif, says Mafish Chalav Gizekayin. Then why say Isa Tameya? Let's say that the loaf was Tamei. Oshenitma Sachala. Lo Yevashela Sachala. Shein Mevashlem Yantif El Alecho. Vezulis Reifo Meres. Okay, Vechein Ein Sofen Asa Yantif. Okay, so Bishul, you understand why? Because it's Bishul Shlotzach Ochel Nefesh. But V'chein Ein Sofen Asa B'yantif. You can't do Sreif on the Chalat Mei B'yantif. Why? She'ein Sofen Kachem Shnibu B'yantif. Why? She'sreif is Kachem Shnibu B'yantif Mitzasei. She'nema Be'ishi Sorif. V'asiyas Melocha She'einu L'tzorach Achila V'kayotze Bohen She'einu L'tzorach Achila V'kayotze Bohen. It means like achila or rechitza or asicha. Ase v'los ase. V'ein ase docha es los ase v'ase. That's what the Rambam says. Okay. So there's a major problem here. Major problem is the Rambam himself said before that avor is hutra legamri, even melechas avtola. He says v'chemut lahavav pishen eino l'tzach achila openly. Now, we hear the Rambam saying, Ain't suffering Kashim Yantav. Ain't suffering Chal Shin Mas Yantav. Why? Because Ain't suffering Kashim Yantav. Why should Sefer's Kashim Yantav? And so I say, Beish of Asiyas Malacha, Shayan Tzarach Achila, but where's the Asiyas Malacha? It's Havar was such a legamri. Where it's Havar, that was simply nothing. So then we say what? Doesn't matter. Because it's Hutra Legamri. But this you can't say that it's Hutra Shalal Tzorach. It's worse than Shalal Tzorach. Because it has a character of its own. That's what you want to say, right?
Right.
Yeah. Character of its own. Yeah. That's it. So there's a Rashi that's right. So you want to say that it's not, in other words, it has its own character. So if it has its own character, so which melacha will I be ever? So be over Havara. Melacha Havara. I, Havara, is completely Hutra. The only thing that bothers me with that answer is that if you're going to say it's Hutra, maybe you say it's Dechuya, so then it's possible to say such a thing. that is the chuya, but this case is not the chuya. This is worse. This is his own character. But they say it's hutra, so which malacha will I be over? I mean, the malacha was hutra legamri. So what's left to be over? You see, that's the problem. But see, what the Lechem Mishnah is trying to answer, he says, the shiny sreifa, the achshav rachamana malacha, the chsiv ba'ishi sreifa, hadre kra. Ukiyotza bezakas of Rashi, so the parak ain't sudden. He's not saying it's exactly like Rashi, but he's saying, he wants to say v'hadre kra. V'hadre kra. That's what he wants to say v'hadre kra. That's what Lechem Mishnah is trying to say. Because he sees it's hutra. So how do you, what's left to be over, logically? So he wants to say a hadre kra.
Put it back in.
And put this exceptional, since it has its own character, so the Torah put it back in. And the only problem with that is you're making maneuvers that, where do you see such maneuvers? Where do you see such maneuvers? He wants to say, but Ishi Sarif is a hadre, so to speak. The Torah is saying, this is a different kind of avara, and this, since it's a different kind of avara, the avara that we were, that the Torah is matir for Yontif does not include this one. It's that's what he means by hadre kra. He's trying to get rid of the problem of hutra versus the chuya. He's trying to get rid of the problem, even though it's hutra, that it's hutra as long as it has this character. He's saying the same thing you're saying, basically. That's the same idea. But so the hutra is going to be only limited to the realm of everything besides kachem. Because kachem is a different, you can't talk about kachem as a different realm. So the hutra you can't say hutra can't be limited. I mean, it's not conceptually possible. Hutra means hutra legamri. You can't have a hutra limitation, it means tahuya. So what he's trying to say, that's why he says a hadre kra. You're going to have to say that the Torah came and put this one back in somehow. Came and put it back. Because you can't say it's hutra except for this. Then that's not hutra. I mean, that's not a logical formulation. You say malacha as far as hutra. That's not hutra. That's the chuya. So when you're saying hutra, it's hutra legamri. So how could you be over? So you must say a hadre kra. It's a new chiddush that you'll be over on this one. And then that's where he cites the Rashi in Beitza, which is really an amazing Rashi in itself. The Rashi that Chav Zayin Amabez. Yeah, Rashi says on the Mishnah, the Achala Shenit Ma. So Rashi says, Ain't a Rui Lakai. And by the way, I mean, this question that we're asking, I mean, Taisus asked the question. This question that we're asking on the Rambam, Taisus asked the same question in Shabbos. Plus over there, we say, Ein Madlikim B'Shem Esreifa B'Yon. Ein Madlikim B'Shem Esreifa B'Yon. In the, what do you call it, in the Bam Madlikim. Ein Madlikim B'Shem Esreifa B'Yon. Right? Just a second. Ein Madlikim B'Shem Esreifa B'Yon. So Taisa says that he says Aspi Tzachiyom Ktsas by Kachem, he understands it, he says it's on Daf Chavdol on base. Then Tam Echafin and Trum Mikachem, the Kachem Dinu Shane's Refas and Dachiyantav. The Fisha Ain Yochel Yohanas Bishas Refa. So that's why it's mutter. Truma tmeya allowed to use it for his candle and be nana. It could be nana. So this pasuk tells me, it gives him right to be nana. So lama yasa, ma'ish nami shemen chulin, shem muta l'sarfo u'ladliko l'hana asa. Do atu truma l'fishiyesh mitzvah b'sreif fasa migra gara? Right? Why should it be worse? Of course, there's a mitzvah, so what's it? You have a mitzvah beside. So the Pesach is, Vama Riva the Vadai Gor. Why? The Kivan Dasra Torah Kohan Noos. Rakanoas Srefa. Imkain Avorazu. Since the Torah asked every animal except this one, Imkain Avorazu Eino Latorah Hanoso. Elo Rishem Mitzvah Srefa. Elo Shahutrilo Shatara, I'm sorry. Shatara Lo Kpido Sheyehona Mimena. Pishas Bura. Okay? So he says, Allahochi lo dachi yantaf. Neither have an domin a dovos, then crave me yantaf. Ah, it's in the domin, it is Sarah Hedjo. The mandam is Mishokh and Kavaka, so you can't. Okay? So he's saying essentially, he wants to say that essentially it's really nothing to do with his, it's true, he's nana, but it's not considered a Srefa Shohano. The Srefa is a Srefa Shel Hegdish. And he has a Heter Hanoah B'Shas Srefa. But the character of the Srefa is Srefa Hegdish. So since the character of the Srefa is intrinsically Srefa Hegdish, so that's not Srefa Shel Hanoah, so therefore it's not Mutter. But Taisus has it easier than the Rambam, because Taisus doesn't have the problem, he doesn't know what Tzutzul Lagamra. So he holds that it's really, it's the Chuya, and you have to have Sarah Chayam Ktsas. So that is, you need the matir, Sarah Yom Ktsas. But according to the Rambam, you're not going to be able to avail yourself of this answer. See, but Taisa already spotted the problem. Yep. Simple Taisa and Basia. So that's one answer, the Rivaz answer. That's the Rivaz answer. The Rivaz answer is that essentially it's Refas, it's not a Refas or not. Okay? But like I said, but with the Rambam, I'm not going to be able to give that answer.
Yeah, I wonder.
Okay, very good. So my son once said like this, the pshat is that it's based upon the Melech Savoda, that the Hutra is the Hutra in terms of Melech Savoda. So what is Ochel Nefesh? Ochel Nefesh is Matir, the Avoda of Ochel Nefesh. It's Matir, and now once in the framework of the Avoda of Ochel Nefesh, so that whole, the whole Melecha, is Hutra Lagamri in terms of the framework of the Avodah of Ochel Nefesh. But this is out of the realm of the framework of Avodah of Ochel Nefesh. This is a separate framework of Kachim. It's a separate, it has nothing to do with the realm of, in terms of the objective of the Malacha. Now, as if you're dealing with the Malacha itself, then you're stuck. Because then it's either Hutra or the Chuyah. You can't find any in between. Okay, it's like the Rambam says in the Moreh Luchim, trying to find in between being in motion and not being in motion. There's nothing in between. You can't find a means between Hutra and the Choyah. So if you're searching for that, you'll search for a long time. Never mind. But over here, since you're not dealing with the Malacha over here, you're dealing with the objective of the Malacha. In other words, the Avoda consequence. That's the realm of Yontif. That's the realm of Issa Malacha Yontif. So the Avoda consequence was Hutra Lagamri when it's Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh defines a realm of Avodah consequence and defines its own realm. But Mitzvah is not in that realm. So since Mitzvah isn't in that realm, so it'll come under the Halacha of Kol Malacha Shenasis B'Shabbos. And it's chayav, that is chayav mison, and nasis b'yamtev, he's a chayav malchus, if he didn't do it, let's have a whole night. That's very good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Rambam is consistent.
That's very good. That's very good. That's a good answer. Yeah. Yosef is asking that, it's a good question. He's saying, but still, that would be good if it had the character of a whole night. But since the Malacha, since over here it's Hutra, even where it doesn't have the character of Ochel Nefesh. So you see, it's not the realm, that's your question, right? It's not the realm of Ochel Nefesh. Because it's Hutra even where it's not Ochel Nefesh. It's only Ochel Nefesh where it's indispensable, because it's indispensable and where it's done, for Ochel Nefesh, but now you're being muttered even though it has nothing to do with Ochel Nefesh. So you're telling me that's Hutra Lagamri. So now it would seem that the Malacha per se is Hutra Lagamri. If you're going to say the Malacha per se is Hutra Lagamri, you're going to have a problem. No, but I think what you're saying is like this, that there's a difference between Sreifas Mitzvah. And Sreifas Mitzvah is a different kind of a category. In other words, you could say Hutra Legamri, because it is the identical Malacha, except you're taking away the Ochel Nefesh character. But Ochel Nefesh, you know, you're saying it's indispensable. Since it's indispensable, even when it doesn't have the character of Ochel Nefesh, it's completely Hutra. It's, in other words, it's still related to, it still exists within the realm of Ochel Nefesh. It still exists within the realm of Ochel Nefesh, even though it's Hutra in specific, in a case where what? Where there's no Ochel, where it doesn't have the character of Ochel Nefesh. But it still is Hutra because it's indispensable for Ochel Nefesh. So it's a Havara Shel Ochel Nefesh. See, really, it should have only been mutter when you're doing it for Ochel Nefesh. Because since it's the only nature, this only relationship is because it's indispensable, so it's only when you're involved when there's a relationship. When there's no relationship, so it shouldn't be considered Ochel Nefesh. But the Torah is being mutter the entire, even when there's no relation, even if you minus out that character, that quality, the relation, the Torah is still saying it's mutter because of its general nature, that in general it's indispensable. But even though the fact that in general it's indispensable wouldn't give it the character of Ochel Nefesh unless it were really related to Ochel Nefesh in specific, but the Torah said, no, since in general it's indispensable, the whole malacha is mutter. But it's not, in other words, the Torah said you don't have to look for the quality of relation. Even without the quality of relation, it doesn't have the intrinsic character of Ochel Nefesh. It still is Hutra. It still is Hutra. But that doesn't mean that would be true in a case where the nature of the Havara is Havara Shel Mitzvah. Havara Shel Mitzvah is a different realm. You can't extend it to that realm. You could say it's okay even though it doesn't have the relation in this particular case, it doesn't have the character of Hamash, but it's since in general the Malacha is indispensable, the Malacha was Hutra. But that's good as long as it's not a different kind of Havara. As long as it's not a Havara Shel Mitzvah. But Havara Shel Mitzvah is a completely different Chalashem. So in that realm, you can't travel to that realm and say that it's simply because it's indispensable, it has nothing to do with achila. It doesn't even have the quality of being in. You could say havara in general is indispensable for achila, but in order to have the specific character of ochel nefesh, it must be related to achila. But in general, you can't deny that it's indispensable for ochel nefesh. But you can't say that about havara shel mitzvah. You can't say that about havara shel mitzvah because that is its completely different character. So it's possible that that you can answer the Rambam that way. You're still talking about a kind of Havara that's in the category of Malechus Ochel Nefesh. But Havara Shel Mitzvah is completely unrelated. It's a different Chal Hashem. So therefore you could say that the Hutra, since the Rambam doesn't hold the Hutra is on the Malacha itself. If you say Malacha per se, you're stuck. But if you say it's because the Machshevas of because the Avodah of the Malacha, that's the nature of the Hutra. So you can extend it, and you could say, okay, if it doesn't have this attribute, it doesn't have this quality, it's still Hutra. But you can't go into a different kind of Havara, which has nothing to do with this realm whatsoever. And that's Havara Shel Mitzvah. That's one way. That's one way to answer the Rambam. In other words, what we're saying is that it's all Ochel Nefesh. That's what I'm saying. Hutra means that even though you're lacking the relation, but since Havara is necessary, so it's all defined as Ochel Nefesh. It's all defined as Ochel Nefesh. But Havara Shel Mitzvah you can't define as Ochel Nefesh. It doesn't mean that the Rambam means Hutra. He doesn't mean it's a new thing that the Malacha per se was Hutra. He means in the framework of Malachas Avodah, it's all defined as Malachas Avodah Shel Ochel Nefesh, but the Torah gave a looser definition of it. But you can't define it as Malechas Avodah Shalochel Nefesh, if it's Havara Shal Mitzvah, that has a different quality to it. Rambam's Lashon should be very good. As he says, that's why he says, Vasiyas Malacha She'ein Lotzarach Achila. Rakeyas Ben. Asay V'los Asay. So therefore, what he's saying is that basically that you can't define this as in any way as coming under Ochel Nefesh. The Malachas Avodah has to be Avodah Shel Ochel Nefesh. So it doesn't matter. You can have a looser definition. You say, oh, even though it doesn't have character, it's all Ochel Nefesh. But it has to be Ochel Nefesh. And Havar Shel Mitzvah can't be. But that's because the Rambam goes under the framework of Malachas Avodah. But if he went under the framework of Malacha per se, it would be impossible. I mean, it's a fine logical distinction, but it is a clear one. That if you're operating under the framework of Malacha itself, then you can't say if it's that it's Hutra for Ochel Nefesh. Because you're talking about the very Malacha. So the very Malacha has to be either Hutra or Dechuya. You can't find it in between. But if you're speaking in terms of the Avodah consequence of the Malacha, and now you're saying the Avodah consequence is Ochel Nefesh, so it could be a Hutra in terms of the Avodah consequence, but it has to be defined as Ochel Nefesh, as Avodah Ochel Nefesh. And since this is Mitzvah, you can't define that way. I always saying good. Maybe that's what Rambam means by the Kayotze. The Rambam, it's a good point. I mean, I think it is right. But he's saying the Kayotze means that it has to be in the realm. But this is Sefer Shel Mitzvah. It's not in the realm at all. So his Lashon leans to that. It's something. In other words, once you throw it, if you stick in the Malach itself, it's impossible. But if you say it's the Avodah, Malach's Avodah, so once it's in the class of Avodah, it's Koveya Malacha for itself, a Malacha, which has a Shem Malacha Sachal Nefesh. Okay? And now with Havara, it works, even though it shouldn't, because the Torah always does it only when it has intrinsic character, but over here, it does it even though it's not intrinsic character. But still, it's in the realm. It has to be in the realm where you can define the Avodah as Avodah Sachal Nefesh. But Mitzvah, you can't put in that realm. Okay. Yeah.
Let's say Latin.
Yeah, there is an amazing Rashi. I mean, Lecha Mishnah is very hard, because Lecha Mishnah is saying that there's a new thing. He won't say there's a new thing. That's like Rashi says, what Lecha Mishnah is saying. Rashi is an amazing Rashi, because Rashi says, Rashi and Chavzayin on Beis. The Rav one time mentions Rashi. Beitza. So, Chalashin et Moa. So, what do you do with Chalashin et Moa? Ain't a ruler klein ayom. So, it's Muktza. Do ba'chila asura la'olam, ba'asaka. What about to burn it? A lisito la kalbo, to give it to your dog. The yamtif is asa. Amazing thing. Rashi is asa. Why even to give it to your dog? Why can't you give it to your dog? I mean, dog is hungry. Is mutter to give food for the dog? No muksa. He says, why? The ain mevarin kochim tmeim in a olam be yamtif. Va'afilo al yidei achilas behema. Amazing Rashi. Why? The kaimel on chain saw from kochim be yamtif. V'lo tema dafke sreifa mishum davar shlo tzarachi. Maybe you'll say it only means he shouldn't be sreif. Do ain madligim b'shem tzreifa b'yantif havar l'tzarachi. Dad lo kasaneh b'yantif tzarachachilo. You need an air. You need to see what you're with. It's a tzarach of achol nefesh. So why can't the Kohen use why can't the Kohen take the oil from the truma tmeya and light his candle on Yantif and eat by it and be nena? There's certainly no iser. It's ochel nefesh, 100% should be mutter, right? So he says, afilu hachi b'shem and sreif alo. Ain't my thinking b'shem and sreif yantif, right? V'hu shem and truma shenet mas. Why? D'gzeras ha-kosavi, she'ein kochim t'meyim mizba'arim b'yantif. It's d'gzeras ha-kosavi. Why? The Rachmana achshav al havarasan. The Torah was machshav the avara. The chsiv ba'ish yisorif. And Rashi concludes, hilkach malacha his. Lecha Mishnah found the Rashi, so he tried to say the Rambam something like that. Very hard to say that. I mean, the Rashi is a tremendous chiddush. You can't impute such a chiddush to the Rambam. I mean, Rambam didn't say that. He had to say something like that. Rashi holds, if you give it to your dog, you'll be over Srefa. You'll be over a lot of the Raisa. And yeah, because the Torah says, Ba'ish Yisarif. Yif Hashasha, the same thing. That's it. You mean we'll be Chayav Misi.
Which Malacha is that?
Yeah, what? Which Malacha? It's Havara. It says Havara.
Give it to your dog.
Give it to your dog, Havara. Rashi doesn't see any problem with that. It's Machlegas. Taisa says you can't give it to your dog. So Taisa gets rid of that problem. He holds you can't. He holds Dafka Sreif. But Rashi holds you can. It could be an Nana. Why can't it be an Nana that way? That's a good question. I mean, well, Mendy's asking Taisa's question. That why can't you be Nana? Let him burn it and let him be Nana from the fire. Just like it burns wood. According to the Rambam. The Tirat of Ben Yitzchak, the Tachas Tavshilo Ho, the Isbeinami Tzorach Gavoa, but the late Tzorach Hedya Eitzel Tzorach Gavoa. Vavya Ki Ilu Kulo Shel Gavoa.
Yeah.
It means it's intrinsically defined. The fact that he is enjoying it too is not going to be Machkia. But why can't he do it for, Ochol Nefesh? I mean, why, in other words, why? Because consider Sreifas Mitzvah. I mean, like the research. Yes, sir. The what? Like the research. The what? It's puddle.
It's already defined. Normally, relationship will define what it is, but here it's already defined what it is.
It's character. I mean, because what does that mean? It's bottle. Tis may it's the tachas of shiloh. This may not be tzarach gavoah. Bottle it's tzarach hedyot. It's a tzarach gavoah. Vavi ki'ilu kula shel gavoah. What does it mean? No, he's not saying that. He's not saying it. I was just saying that it's true. There's tzarach hedyot here. Because the question is, what do I care if the tzarach gavoah? Parenthetically, what do I care? So it's tzarach gavoah too. Why can't I put Tzorach Hedya? So Tzorach Hedya is Matir. You see? That's the problem. So what's his answer? You have to say what I say. What Taisus means is, it's true, you can have, but it's not Osir, it's not going to be Osir, it'll just be the love of the Isra Havara, the Malachas Havara. So Taisus is bothered, he says, so what do I care for? Alongside, am I having an offer from it? So all you need is one framework of heter. The fact that there's another framework going on at the same time shouldn't disturb me. I mean, as long as I have the framework, one framework is mutter. So that's it. That's all you need. So something else being accomplished, Agavorka, so who cares? You see? But Thais has to answer that problem. So what's Thais's answer? See, Taish's answer is that the definition of Tzorach Hedyot cannot coexist with Tzorach Gavoah. Can't coexist. Because Tzorach Gavoah overrules it, overpowers it. You can't have them both simultaneously. You can't say this is Tzorach Gavoah and Tzorach Hedyot. The Tzorach Gavoah defines it as Sreifa Shel Mitzvah, and Sreifa Shel Mitzvah will not tolerate any more definition of Sreifa Shel Hedyot. See, that's what he's saying. Because Sreifa Shel Mitzvah is an intrinsic, definitive halachic phenomenon. And Hedyot is simply nothing. It's just his own personal use. So if in a Sreifa there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's a Sreifa Shel Mitzvah, you can't say simultaneously it's for his own personal need. They can't coexist. That's what he means by butthole. And that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying to Rambam too. That the Rambam's going to have to hold from that principle. Because otherwise, you're going to have Taisus Rambam. That's what he holds from that, the Ri's principle. Namely, that you can't say, that once it's Reif Hashem Mitzvah, it's not just that the Melechus Avodah of Reif Hashem Mitzvah can't intrinsically, has nothing to do with Ochol Nefesh. So therefore it can't be Hutra. But you're going to have to say that even when you do use it in a way that would actually have the character of Ochol Nefesh, that once it's Sreifa Shel Mitzvah, so it's completely, it's in its own class, and no other definition can attach itself to it. It doesn't register. It doesn't register. I mean, according to Rambam, you have to say that. That's what I said. You're going to have to say that in the Rambam. That's what the Rambam is saying. He's saying the same thing. He yells like Taisus. At once it's defined, because otherwise Taisus Kash is very, very strong. So why does he put it under his kedera and use it to cook with?
There's no simultaneity. Okay.
What?
No simultaneity.
Right. Once it's Reifa Shel Mitzvah, you can't say that the head yotz has no value anymore. Yeah, so let's get back to Rashi. So how does Rashi learn Ba'esh Yisarif? Even if your dog eats it, it's considered over and it's a Sreifa. Sreifa beyond. Amazing. I mean, Rashi is an amazing thing. Rashi is not even talking about, I mean, the pasuk, the plain shot in the pasuk, not talking about Yontif. It's talking about a regular day. Ba'ish Yisarif. Rachmona Achshavei Malacha. So you see, according to Rashi, you can have a malacha, even a Shem malacha, even during the week. Even during the week. It's not Shabbos. This is defined as a malacha. It defines a malacha. I mean, what the real thing is, the prominence of the character of mitzvah does not allow it to admit any other definition alongside. It overshadows everything. What he wants to say, that really no snafnei kalbo is considered beer. But the Torah says beishi sereif. So you see, the Torah considers the beer sreifa, even though it's not sreifa. So since you're mekayim beishi sereif, but beishi sereif is not, the only problem is beishi sereif is not talking about, it's talking about nosa. Not talking about truma. But Rashi is equating the two. So Rashi is saying there's a kiyum of Ba'eshi Sareif. Since the Torah says Ba'eshi Sareif, and it doesn't have to be through real Sareifa, so it means the Torah considers a malacha. In other words, the Torah requires Sareifa, Ba'eshi Sareif. The question is, why does the Torah require Sareifa? Is that halacha Sareifa Mamish? So if it's Sareifa Mamish, then you couldn't be no snafnei kalbo. So you must say the Torah doesn't require Sreifa Mamish, but the Torah requires that it should be Nisbayar al Yedei Malach. It should be Nisbayar al Yedei Malach. That's what it means, Beis Yisarif. It means through Malachas Avar. So it means, which means to say that this is considered a Malacha. The Avar is considered a Malacha. In other words, the Torah requires that it shouldn't be Nisbayar through a Maisa Ba'alma, but it should be Nisbayar through a Malacha. So, if that's the case, how can you be Nosnaf Mekabo? Correct? So the answer is that Biur itself is defined as a Malacha. In other words, Ba'esh Yisarif is not telling you how to do it. It's telling you that the Havara has a din of a Malacha. That Biur has a din of a Malacha. So what Rashi is saying is that when the Torah says Beishi Sareif, so what is the Torah saying here really? It doesn't mean literally Beishi Sareif. So it means to say it's considered as if, and the Biur is considered as if it's Beishi Sareif. Beish Yisarif means whatever method you do of Biur, it's considered as if it's Beish Yisarif. So Beish Yisarif means it has a chashivus of Bereishis. In other words, the Torah gave it a certain chashivos. It gave it a certain chashivos. The biur is raised to a certain level that it's tantamount to Bereishis Arif. So it means to say the Torah gave it a special framework that it's always considered as if it's Bereishis Arif, no matter how. No matter how you do it, whatever method of biur, it's always considered as if it's Bereishis Arif. So the Torah is being machshavit. In other words, it's not literally Bereishis Arif. It's not a literal statement. It means it has the chashivas of as if it was Bereishis Arif. As if it was Nisraf Baish. That biur is tantamount to Nisraf Baish. So the Torah is giving it, that's what Rashi means by achshavai. Achshavai means the Torah is giving it a framework of chashivas. So Rashi says, once it has a special framework of chashivas, so then it'll come under Issa Malacha. I don't think Rashi means that this is a Malacha, it'll be Chayavan. But it'll be Nichlal in Lasasa Malacha. It's Nichlal in Malacha. Once something is raised to a certain status, so it's not simply a Maisa Ba'alma. So it comes somehow under the extended framework of Malacha. Because Malacha is, what differentiates Malacha from ordinary Maisa is that Malacha is considered a Maisa Chashuva, Malacha's Machshevas. So it comes under the implication of Malacha. I don't think Rashi means that it's a real Malacha, that there's 40 Malachas in Shabbos. There's only 39, but it means to say that it'll come under the Issa Malacha, come under the Issa of Lesasa Malacha, because it's also considered a something that's Choshev, a Maisa Chashuva, and a Maisa Chashuva will come under the extended framework of the Issa Asiyas Malacha. So that's a Rashi sound. My Torah says, Ba'ishi Sarif, it doesn't mean literally, it means whatever Bir takes place, it's considered as if it was Ba'ishi Sarif. So it's considered as if it was Nisraf Ba'ish. So that means that the Torah is really giving it a special status, special chalei shem in the ma'aseh. The ma'aseh biur is raised to a special chalei shem. It's not simply to remove it, but it's raised to a special chalei shem. And the Torah went out of its way to be machshev of this. So therefore, it will come under the extended concept of malacha. Okay? In other words, since Rashi holds no snow from the kabbalah is good enough, so what does it mean by Ishi Saref? It means Ishi Saref is not a literal expression. It means it's considered a Maisa Chashuva, as if it's by Ishi Saref. Of course, where it's possible, you do with Ish itself. But where it's not possible, it still has a, it's still, the Torah is speaking about it as if it's a special Maisa Chashuva. So it has a special Chalei Shem. It's not an ordinary Maisa. In that sense, Malacha also is the same way. Because what is Malacha? Malacha is simply a Maisa. But it's a Maisa that has a certain, because of its Chashivas, has a certain super-added framework to it. A certain super-added characteristic, which places it in its own Chalei Shem. So whenever you have a Chalei Shem, an Asiyah that has a Chalei Shem, it'll come under Malacha. So Malacha is an Asiyah that has a Chalei Shem. But it is difficult. I mean, it's still with all the explanations. It's a big stretch. That's right. Rashi doesn't go much. He doesn't say Hilkach Havarah. He says Hilkach Malacha. It means it's a Maisa Chashuva. It's an action that's endowed with a special Chalei Shem. And Rashi goes, once that's the case, so it'll come under an Issar of Asiyas Malacha. Not a specific Malacha, but a general Issar of Malacha and Yantif. No, it wouldn't be Malchus. It can't be Malchus, because it's not really a Malacha. It's just in an extended way, it's an Issar. It's an Issar Malacha. I mean, that's a part of the Dim Malachas Machshevas. And Malach Machshevas, this means it has Chashivas. It has Chashivas. It's a part of the concept of Malach Machshevas. So Rashi is saying over here also, it'll partake of the same quality. But Rashi, it's an interesting Gemara. Gemara is talking more doing Gemara Shlocha Khan.
Yeah, well,
so Gemara.
Why would it be different?
Why would it not? But that Gemara is a lot of times Machalik. That's sometimes by the Yayin of Nazir. Yayin Mitzvah, Yayin Rishus. So Dover Rishus is different. It's a different character.
That's what you see.
Then. So, yeah, right. So the Gemara is saying, why don't I say that the essay should be dochet los asevi asay? So Gemara said the essay should be dochet the other essay. So Gemara says, it's a los asevi asay by Shlokh Khan, Dafkuf Mimala from Nafunchon. So the Gemara says, no, speaking where he took the aim already. He says, oh, but los asay. Now what's left is an asay. So I think one essay should be dochet another essay. Kamash Malon, Shalef to Shalach, that it's not dochet. But the Gemara asks a question later, my omahami ayase and ayase. Why does one essay better than the other? So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers that because since Shalom Bayis is so important, and here the Metzorah is Mechutz La'alo, so you might think that Yashav Chosol Shiva Shalom, so you might think that in order to have Shalom Bayis in Mut and Tash Ramita, so the assay of Kan Shal Metzorah should be Docha, the assay of Shaleach to Shalach Asayim. So what do you see from this Gemara? So you see one thing. You see that Tamei and Mitzvah play a role in determining. As I say, it's an interesting thing. So you see that Tamei and Mitzvah have a halachic role. You can't just say that Tamei and Mitzvah don't only have philosophical value. But Tamei and Mitzvah really play a role in halachic decisive decision. Because why should I follow this essay over the other essay? So the Tam HaMitzvah determines. It's an interesting thing.
You see that a lot by
Shana. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now Mendy's right. Mendy's right. When it comes to the Gavra's Chiyuvim, that's for sure. That's true. That's the Gemara on Shabbos. Where if he only has Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, all those cases, and Kiddush Hayom and Ner Shabbos. But that's not, that's Allah and the Gavra, and the Kiyuma Mitzvah, the Gavra, which makes sense. Because since it's perfection, so the Tama Mitzvah plays a role. You're right. That's right. If you come on, Amar Rav Pshitali, Ner Beis of Ner Chanukah, Ner Beis of Adif, Mishum Shalom Bayis. Ner Beis of Kiddush Hayom, Ner Beis of Adif, Mishum Shalom Bayis. Boy Rav, Ner Chanukah, Kiddush Hayom, Kiddush Hayom Adif, the Tadir, Adum and Ner Chanukah, Adif, Mishum Pusum and Isa. Also the boy, Hada Eshita. Ner Chanukah, Adif, Mishum Pusum and Isa. So it's true. So Tamei and Mitzvah definitely play a role insofar as the Gavra is concerned, where you can only execute one. So that's true. Because, and that makes sense. Because since it's, since the role of Mitzvah is perfection, so you take the one that has the highest level of perfection. But over here, even more. You see that even in the process of Dechia itself, that Tamei and Mitzvah plays a role, and one asay will be Docha, another asay. And the mechanism of Dechia plays, the Tamei and Mitzvah plays a role. So you can't just assign a Tam HaMitzvah to an irrelevant place. Yeah.
Yeah, that
makes sense. It's true. Kavod HaBrius. I mean, it's true. You have Kavod HaBrius. You have, that's a Kavod HaBrius. Yeah. The Kavod HaBrius is Docha Rabbanan. It's not the Raisa. See, Kavod HaBrius really is not Docha. I mean, like, for instance, a person that's shot in the Raisa, he has to get undressed in the street. I Kavod HaBrius. That's, and it's an 8-1 negative Hashem. So that's, it's Docha Rabbanan. Okay. Yeah, but over here you see that the Tama Mitzvah itself creates a dechia between one asay is docha, another asay. It's an interesting thing. Yeah, that is true. It seems that it's. No, you're right. No, so maybe it tries the same thing. In other words, that since you're confronted with two asays, so which one do you do? Which one do you do? In other words, it's nidcha. Yeah, that's a good question. In other words, when the Gemara says, "V'leisei asei v'lidchi asei," mayu medahay asei mehay asei. So you can question here. Really, we shouldn't have jumped to conclusions so quickly. Maybe it really doesn't mean this real dechia. Maybe it means you're confronted with two asays and you have to choose one. So it's a matter of priority. This is just like by Ner Chanukah and Ner Beisel. You see, is it doesn't mean a mechanism of dechia? What will be the nafkamina? Nafkamina will be if you can't have to attach for Shemitah for some reason. Whatever reason. Right? So if you say it's dechia, so it will be doch anyways. But if you say that it's simply in order to enable them to do it, so then it'll depend on if they can do it or not. You see? But it would seem from the Gemara, yeah, that's a good question. It's Tachiyah. Rashi's mashma like we said, it's Tachiyah. Well, my omi diatsei de mitzora, may I say the shiluach, the tesega daite de nidchiyah. The nidchiyah. And from Rashi's mashma, it's real Tachiyah. It seems to be Tachiyah. It seems to be real Tachiyah. So you see that Tama Mitzvah could operate in terms of really creating Tachiyah. Okay, let's take a look at this. Lo Tzricha, yeah. Good, it's a good question. It means the Tachiyah does not take place in the character of the very thing itself, but in the Tama Dabar. I mean, well, that's what a Tama is. I mean, that's what the Gemara says. V'yashem chusel ol shuvshem olav zu ishta. So it's also in Tashma Shemitah, and this is a Matir, so it's intrinsically Matir in Shalom Bayis. In Shalom Bayis. Yeah. Yeah. It's Mashma. I mean, that was the question you raised the list. I mean, the question is, why don't I say, if you take the bird, you're over the assay of Shalach to Shalach. But if you don't, you're not over the assay of...
Take another one.
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're right. The case is where you took it, you over the love already, and now you have a chiv send it away. So, okay, so why don't I say, yeah, but that's his question. Why don't I say send it away and get another one?
Not
real. What? Yeah, the problem's there. But anyways, I mean, for these problems, you have to learn Shlosh Khan. But anyways, so Taisha is like this. So with regard to Anshim, Taisha says, that since there's not say, so you don't get malchus. But it doesn't mean that there's no isalaf. It's just that there's no din malchus on it because there's an assay. Since there's not say, so you can't be nen, it can't be an ownership of malchus. But it doesn't mean that there's no love. Right? That's what Pesach means. Pesach means that with regard to onshim is one halacha, but with regard to whether the love is there or not, that's another system. The system of love in terms of Isser, and a system of love in terms of Anshim. So in terms of Anshim, I say, since there's no say, so there's no ownership. There's no ownership malchus. And the Gemara there is very good. But in terms of what? In terms of the whether there is a love in existence, actually, so there we say that the assay doesn't remove the love. That's what Taish says. The love is still there. What it means by partial? By partial, it means that the love has two values. It has a value of an onish, and has a value of as an issa. So it means in terms of the onesh of the lav, that it's that area is dachi. But in terms of the issa lav, the issa lav is not dachi. That's what it means. That's what it means by lagamri. It means there's two systems working there. Every lav has two values: a value of malchus and a value of an issa. So in terms of the value of malchus, we say, in terms of onshin, we say, asay is docha. That's what he's saying. That's right. But an asay and a los asay, there's complete tachia. Okay. What I want to do is try to answer the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. Then in another way, that the Rambam says, because it's an asay, the ain asay docha, los asay vi asay. Sreifas kachim is an asay. And Yantav is not saying a los asay, right? So, yeah. So I wanted to say it was like this. Yeah, but that was my question. My question was, do you say ain asay docha los asay v'asay in the pu'ula? Or does it mean with the asay, you cannot be docha another asay, where that asay is intrinsically involved in a los asay? So in this particular pu'ula, could be there wouldn't be a los asay. But the asay, the assay is involved in los assay in general. So the assay of Shvisa Yontif is tied to the Los assay. So therefore, that kind of an assay won't be dochel. But Moshe Menachem's right. You have a right thing over there that is totally in the pula, because you have the case of what Shalach Shalach Asayim. Then you have what? And they have Losikachem Alabonim. So the Gemara says, Ovav Ashakwe, so you only have the assay. So you see that even though, and even though in other cases, it's assay velos assay, but if in this pu'ula it's not an assay velos assay, so then we say it would be dacha. That's the Ramana Shosh Hashishi and Sefer Mitzvahs. So he says, Dasha davar echad yibo assay velos assay alechem mishlosh upon him. First, the first way is a miyam maisim and a maisim mitzvah assay. So over there it's intrinsically, it is two faces of the same phenomenon. Two sides of the same phenomenon. So it could be over there, what the Rambam is saying is that if it's two sides of a coin, it's the same phenomenon, then we say, ein asei docha. It wouldn't be docha an assay that has intrinsically related to it the los assay. Could be. But I think the first shot is correct. Okay. If you learn los, it depends on los ikachem alabonim. The Rambam differentiates over there in the Shor Shashishi. But if you learn it's just two sides of the same thing, then it'll be equal. Then again, they have Raif and Gemara against that shot. Depends on how you learn. Yeah. I mean, I think the first shot's a rare shot. First shot's a rare shot. It's a possibility, but I think the first one's a rare shot. Okay. This means red means on, right? Is it on now?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Okay. So I forgot to tape it. Let's start again. Okay. It's Beit Yedal and Rav. So Machleg is Basham Beis Hill. So the question is, by Tavlin Yiduchim Amorach Shalates, and Melach bePachu Beitz Apar. So Beshamai holds that Tavlin requires simply a Shinui Zuto, and Melach requires a Shinui Rabba. Okay, let's just put in those categories. And Beis Hillel holds Tavlin Yiduchim Kedarka doesn't require any Shinui, and Melach needs a Shinui Zuto, a small Shinui. We'll have to find out what small Shinui, big Shinui is. But that's what Beis Hillel, that's Machlokes Beis Hillel Beshamai. So the Gemara says, the Gemara starts analyzing, the Gemara says, but Melach, everybody else needs a Shinui at least. Okay, what's the reason? Why does everybody agree by Melach that you need a Shinui? So the Gemara says, Machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chisda. One says the reason is because he could have known Me'esmol, because everybody knows that you need Melach Me'esmol. But when it comes to spices, so you don't know. Certain dishes need spices, certain dishes don't need spices, need this spice, don't need that spice. So therefore, it's not possible to be a Yodam Yesmol. So wherever he could have been a Yodam Yesmol, and he could have prepared an Yesmol, if he doesn't do it, he has to do it all Yodai Shinui. That's the formula. But the Machlokes is, what's the definition of Yesmol? So one says that the definition of Yesmol is according to the Fidaita. He could have known. The other one says the definition is an objective one. That tavlin, you can't do me'esmol. Why? Because it loses some of the flavor. So it's not possible me'esmol. But melech, it lasts forever. Bris melech olamim. So melech, you'd always do. So by melech, the halacha is that you always need a shinui. Alright? But by tavlin, you don't. According to Beis Hillel. But according to Beis Shammai, you only need a shinui zuto. Alright. Now, the Gemara says, "My benai, what's the difference between these two mandamrim? Ike benai, the yodam I kedair boil of shule, that where he knew in advance what he was going to cook. So therefore, according to the first pshat, so you need a shinui. Why? Because according to the first pshat, since he knew in advance." So even though it's spices, he knew in advance. So, I mean, so he could have done a me'esmol. And according to the second shot, it doesn't matter that he knew, but the fact is, if the fact is that, the fact is that's mafik taimo. The fact is mafik taimo. It's an interesting thing. I mean, of course, ordinarily you'd say that everybody would agree with the second time. Right?
Right.
That there's an objective thing. I mean, you can't do a mass smoke because it's going to lose the flavor. But apparently the first mandamar is an exclusion to the second mandamar. He's saying that it's all totally bedaito. Has nothing to do with mefig and tamo. It's an interesting thing. So even though I'm going to lose the flavor, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, on the surface, one should say, no, that everybody agrees where it loses the flavor. So the Gemara says, next nafkamina. What's the next nafkamina? Next nafkamina is the murika. By murika, murika means it's a type of spice that doesn't lose the flavor. So there, I could see everybody would agree that there's going to be a difference.
Okay.
All right. Maybe we'll be finished by 12. Anyways, so the thing is that by murika, problems with these in Hampshire. So by murika, everybody would agree that in that case there's going to be a difference. Because there, according to the second mandama maintains that what? That it's the same as melach. But the first mandama is definitely going to say that he didn't know what he's going to do. So you can see it clearly. But interesting is the first nafkamina. Because you would think there'd only be a second nafkamina. You wouldn't think there would be a first nafkamina.
Correct.
I mean, so that's an interesting thing. I mean, why can't you say that the first mandama agrees where it's practically impossible? Yeah, why must the first mandama exclude the possibility of a practical problem here? It's mafik taimo. That would seem to be an objective phenomenon. It's actually prepared events. So, Pat, what's the answer to that question?
There is a difference.
So apparently the answer is very simple. That if you, the moment you say there's an objective reason of mafik tam, you can't anymore enter another thing that he by leda. I mean, you just can't do that. Because you've already satisfied the problem. You can't satisfy the problem and then enter other considerations that you midaito. I mean, you can't do such a thing. You know what I mean? Where's that coming? The more you have a problem, what's the difference? You tell me the difference is an objective difference, and now you're gonna say, but he couldn't, and also if he knew from yesterday, he can't do it. Where are you getting that from?
Right.
So you can't, it's not possible to do that. So that's why the Gemara says you must say that they're mutually exclusive. That the mandama that says it's totally bedaito, he doesn't hold as any objective reason. Because if there were an objective reason, he could never include that other consideration. You can't just include new considerations. So apparently he holds that the mafik taimo is not a significant thing. There's ways to prevent the fog of satam. Or you cover it, you whatever. You know, that's not a Chazal wouldn't be matter because of that. That little difference, they wouldn't be matter. Use more spices. Ways to get around them. Okay. So the question is, what is the machlekes? Yeah, I mean, can we get any further than the machlekes? It would seem. I mean, how far we can go and understand the machlekes? To be yoreh l'sof daitam, I don't know. But it would seem that ordinarily it's, you look for an objective difference. That's the logical way to approach it. But for some reason, one of them didn't want to accept the idea. For some reason, did not want to accept the idea that tavlin is mefigin taman. That was a consideration. Okay, and once you lose that, then the only recourse you have is to say it's an efshela la sasa me esmol because of the gavra, because of the condition of the gavra. That's the machlekes revolves around that. But what that consideration, what that machlekes is hard to know. But that's what it revolves around. Because ordinarily you go for an objective consideration. But if you don't have that, so then you have to say, you must say it's because of the failure, because the gavra was a yodam asma. Yodam asma, not yodam asma. But that's as far as you can go. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's get down to a more basic question. All these, there's just, you know, details in the machlekes. But there's a more basic question in the sugya, and that is, what is the whole halacha of shinui here?
Yeah, right, that's the problem.
Yeah, let's get down to the basic of the whole idea of shinui. I mean, what's going on here? Shinui, do you need a shinui? Do you not need, what do you mean shinui? Is asr is mutter? What is it? Is it ochel nefesh, not ochel nefesh?
Right.
Okay, it's ochel nefesh mutter, not ochel nefesh asr. So the one that raises that problem directly is the Ran. Okay? The Ran takes it straightforward. It's the Vavam Abez in Beit, in the Dapei Arif. Okay? He says, of course, he expresses it with all the knowledge that he has of Malach and Yantif. The Ikel Amedek Ashmaiten, Dal Korchon Dichas Tavlin of Malach Malachas Ochel Nefeshi. What's the problem here? It's melachas achol nefesh. The lo machshirin. You can't say it's machshir achol nefesh. The Rambam says machshir achol nefesh. That because the question is, how do you define machshir achol nefesh? Do you define machshir achol nefesh as something which is before you get involved with the thing that is consumed? Or is there a different idea? The Rambam had a whole different idea of machshir achol nefesh. You know, it's machshir the achol. It's an idea. It's a culinary idea. That which is machshir the achol. So therefore, in terms of, you take it in terms of the kedera and the framework of the kedera, so then I would consider tavlin as machshir achol nefesh, because it's machshir the achol. The question is, which framework do you take it in? Do you take it in the framework of the chef, of the kedera, or you take it in the objective framework? So that's what the Ran is saying. But you can't say that this is considered machshir achol nefesh, because in the framework of edibility, you'll say that the spices make the food edible. You see? So the Ran is saying, no, that you can't say. That you can't say. Why the lo ashkichin machshirin shef shalasosun me'er v'yantif delishkru b'shinui? Because if you're going to say that that's the definition of machshir achol nefesh in the framework of the kedera, so then it wouldn't be mutter at all. Because machshir achol nefesh is 100%, machshir achol nefesh shef shalasosun me'er v'yantif is absolutely awesome. Shinui won't help you.
Yeah, excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, Ashkaz Asakin, you can't do Ashkaz Asakin the other day, Shinui. Okay? So, okay. So naturally, so that's what the Ran is saying. He really is for one in Shitzaram. But anyways, but the definition, the two definitions are there. So naturally, this. So he says, Umelach ho'efshir al-korchin, he says, Delishu b'shinui. Oh, Umelach ho'efshir. Melach ho'efshir. So Melach is certainly mutter to do me'er of yantif. So how can it be mutar de shinu? It says, el al korchon melechas ochel nefesh atzmali. But you must say this is melechas ochel nefesh, because you go by what you consume. This is the object you consume.
Right.
The Ihachi says, kashilon shinu zel lama. Do ochel nefesh atzmo lo choku bein efshila lelo efshir. The commotion nechtov lefonene b'siyat v'shmayo.
Yep.
Okay? Right, I mean, he puts a question perfectly, right? Yes, Shlomo, so like this. Shemitoch she'adam osri lo duch tavlenu melech liyamim harbe. Because a person usually does these things for yamim harbe. Ve'ika l'michish de mischazi ke'ovid l'tzor achol. And there's reason to be afraid that it gives the appearance that it's being done l'tzor achol osruha olav below shinu. So what do they do? So they acid it without a shinui. Because it gives the appearance, it's mischazi ka'ovel l'tzorachol. So they acid it without a shinui. Ela she'itiru b'tavlin, but they were matir in the case of tavlin, l'fushlo pasha, kishlo doch me'esmo. Imishum shemifigin taimo, imishum d'lo yodam akdeir b'ay b'shuli. Take your choice, one or two reasons. Ve'in kol akaderos, Tzrichas Tavlin. Avol kol heichas shehoyi lo duch v'lo doch. But wherever he should have done it, hichmiru la tzricho shinui. Shema yachshov horoa letzorachol ka'ovit. Okay? Because maybe the observer will think that he's doing it letzorachol. That's what the Ron says. Does it really help the question? I mean, I don't understand what the Ron's saying. If you're afraid, that's going to give the appearance. So I can understand one thing. I can understand why Shinui helps. That's very helpful, the way he explained that. Because Shinui, if you do it all day, Shinui, so now it doesn't give the appearance anymore. Okay? Now it doesn't give the appearance anymore. But I don't understand the other case. It should, the halacha should have been straight across the board that you must always do it all day, Shinui. But let's say, for instance, I couldn't help myself. I didn't realize which kedera I'm going to cook, right? So it's still going to give the appearance
right.
of Liyamim Harbe. If you tell me that Tavlin is the Duchen Liyamim Harbe, so what do I care whether you, if I'm concerned about the appearance, it should always be Aser. It should be a simple halacha. That since we're concerned about the appearance, so you must do it all day Shinui, and I wouldn't have any problems. So Melech is all day Shinui and Tavlin is Shinui. We need a whole Mishnah. Right?
Right.
Right? That's the problem. That's the problem.
I have a question on
it. It bothers me also, because if you're going to say if you can tell me, how come people do it with Yom
Ha'aretz?
But I mean, but in a sense, that's helpful. Why? Because it shows you that you can do a Liyam Harbe. People do a Liyam Harbe when they're not makbid. They're not so makbid. Do a Liyam Harbe.
Right.
But nevertheless, when it came to Simchas Yontif, the Chachamim said that even an infinitesimal difference, they were matter. I mean, that does help out in the Machlekes, because we said that's why, you see, we were correct. In our approach, namely, you always look for an objective difference. But if you can't, and that's why he couldn't, because he says the derech of people is to do it liyamim harbe. So it does help us understand what we were trying to understand a little better before.
Right.
Namely, that was the problem. If people didn't do liyamim harbe, so there wouldn't be any machlokes. That it would be like Mendy said, like the case. Ain't a doma passhin efemayas, small a passhin efayom. Everybody goes to the bakery. You want a fresh bulgur. So that's an objective thing. But over here, you see, people do it liyamim harbe. But there is a difference to a connoisseur. We'll insist on doing it immediately. Actually, you know, it's the same way today. So it's the same way today. Because you can buy pepper in a container. You know, most people buy pepper in a container, and they have black pepper. They have in the closet for years. But if you go into a fancy restaurant, the chef, the waiter comes out with a thing, and he grinds it on the spot. He grinds it on the spot. And there is a difference. So you see, based on that, you see that's where the runs. That's the machlekes. That's the machlekes. Which standard do you consider? Which standard do you consider? Do you consider the standard of the olam in general, or do you go by the standard of the highest standard in terms of the enjoyment of the mach? Okay, that does help out in the machlekes, right? That's the machlekes. Do you go by on Yom Tov? Do you go by the highest level of connoisseurship, or do you go by the derech olam? Derech olam, most people buy pepper in a container, they don't bother to grind it. So that's, or do we say, because the Simchas Yontif, not every little, any little thing, you can't take away one iota from Simchas Yontif. A little better this way, Chacham would not make it zero. But you still have the other problem. The other problem is what? That, what do I care? What do I care if you knew? I mean, so what? But now you're concerned. Like the Ron says. He says, why? Shema yachshav haroa. We're concerned. Shema yachshav, that's the whole reason. So always do it with a shinui. Right? Okay. So that question we want to say like this. That there's one giveaway word here in the Ron. What's the giveaway word? He says, lefi shelo pasha. Shalom Pasha. Where do you have Allah of Pshia? So there is Allah of Pshia, like for instance by Erev Tashilin. Erev Tashilin, we say that it's good for everybody except the guy that was Pasha. A guy that was Pasha. It's a Knas. It's a Knas. Exactly. It's a Knas. When you say Pshia, you speak about a Knas. So what is the Ran saying? Really, the Ran is explaining a lot of areas of Allah. For instance, the halacha b'negeya to Erev Yontif, b'negeya to Chol HaMoed, that you're not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Why aren't you allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed? Kidei shelo yichnas l'yizroikanis l'regel k'shehu menuvel. Okay? So therefore, what kind of halacha? There's really no iser of giluach on Chol HaMoed, because l'tzor HaMoed. So there can't be an iser. So the Chachamim could not interfere with the halachic system directly and create a nisa where there can't be a nisa. But there is another mechanism that the Chachamim can use where they want to institute a takana which leaves the system complete and whole. It doesn't interfere with the system, but nevertheless, it accomplishes their goal. You see? And that is the halacha, the institution of knas. That's the institution. The institution of knas remains outside. It's extra halacha. It's outside of the halachic system. I say it's a totally different system that operates on its own. That you have in the Torah itself, you have knas. You have tashlum and you have knas. Knas is a different system. Different kind of halacha and bezdin. It's not an intrinsic, it doesn't interfere intrinsically with the workings and the logical order of the internal system. It's completely extraneous. You see? So that's what the Ran is saying over here. The Ran is saying that the Chachomim over here had no, they couldn't interfere with the system because Ochel Nefesh is Ochel Nefesh. It's 100% Mutter. So they had to make recourse to a different system which stands outside of the Halacha, but nevertheless has Halachic validity. And that is the institution of Knas. Yeah, for instance, on Bishul B'Shabbos. So Mavashul B'Shabbos, so there's an issa to eat that which you cook in the Shabbos. Like what I say, that he kodesh v'masa kodesh.
Right.
You can't, in terms of the system, it's an absurdity. You can't have such a thing. It would be a complete distortion of the idea of malach and Shabbos to say that you can't eat something that you cooked on Shabbos. There's nothing to do with it. So, but knas could be instituted. So that's what the Ran is saying. That anything that a person could have done may esmo, they made a knas if he didn't do it may esmo.
So we're talking about if he did it, if he did it.
See, it's a knas.
It's a knas until you can't do a
mitzvah. It's just the same thing like on taking a haircut in the Chol HaMoed.
Right.
Why can't you take a haircut in the Chol HaMoed? It's Tzor HaMoed. I want to look nice.
Right.
But the answer is you can't do it because it's a knas.
Right.
Because you could have done it before.
Right.
And you should have done it before. And because they were afraid that they you won't do it before and you'll be nechnas the regular human level, so they made a knas on. So a knas is a different kind of a concept.
Right.
You see. So now it's osim machmas knas. It's not osim machmas halacha ba'atma.
So it's not a violation of an issue malacha
gabbana. No.
It's a separate halacha.
Separatism. Knas. Okay. So over here too, since, and it fits in very well with what we're talking about with the whole shiur, the idea is the Yom Menucha is really ideally whatever you can do in advance, you should. So a person should do that. That's certainly a kiyum. That if a person really is nizar with Simchas Yontif Kilchaso, so make sure that anything that he can do before Yontif, he does. And on Yontif, he should be engaged full time in Simchas Yontif. You see. So, he's not over halacha if he didn't, but there certainly is a kiyum. So the Chachamim made a knas for anyone that doesn't fulfill that ultimate kiyum in the ultimate way. And they say, if you didn't do it, now we give you a knas. You should have done it. We give you a knas now. And that's why you can't do it. Okay? But since it's a system of knas, so where is the low pasha? You see, where he's a low pasha, you can't give a knas. Knas demands a person that's a pasha. So over here he had no choice. So you can't see. So what are you going to say? That you should always do it. You should always do it with a shinui because shaloyira roa, because you're afraid that the roa, the observer will think you're doing the right. Well, yeah, but you can't just make takanas. It's not on your power. Just make arbitrary takanas. You can't stop the roll. See, the halacha ties your hands. You can't do anything. So that's what the Ran is saying. Okay. There are other times that the roll plays a vital role, like the Rav mentioned. But that's a different thing. That's like Ner Chanukah and a mitzvah. That's a different kind of a thing. Here we're talking about a case where you have a something the Chachamim didn't like, they didn't want it to happen, but from the internal halachic system, there was no way that they could arrange a remedy. So therefore, they had to make recourse to a system of knas, which is extra halach. Okay, that's the Ran's answer. Beautiful answer. You see from the Ran that he understood all the mechanisms of the halachic system were at his disposal. He saw right away what's going on. Now, what does Beis Shammai hold? Now, what does Beis Shammai maintain? Now, it's a Beis Shammai. So really, it's enough to do it all your day. Shinui Zuta, right? Shinui Gal. Because that takes away the problem. But Beis Shammai says, no, you can't do it. You need a Shinui Rabba. Shinui Rabba means you can't do the same process anymore. You see? So apparently, Beis Shammai held that where it's a knas, you can't be mata the process. You can't do it b'miktas. If it's a knas, you have to give him a full knas. So that whole mice is awesome. So then you can't use the same meducha anymore. It must be a shinui rabba. That's what Beis Shammai holds. That's the machlokes Beis Shammai says. Even though shinui zut takes care of the problem, but that's not a knas. That's Beis Shammai. In Svara, it makes sense, Beis Shammai. Now, Tavlin, according to Beis Shammai, is a little difficult. In Tavlin, I can't explain Beis Shammai and Tavlin. The only thing that it would appear you have to say is that somehow or other he held that even though it's not his fault, there's a gzera that you can't do it. But I can't explain it. They see the Gemara limited itself to Melech. Kuli alma Melech mias boyishinu. I don't know the answer to that question. How Beis Shammai, where he's not a Poshea, where is a Poshea? I understand Beis Shammai. But where he's not a Poshea, how did Beis Shammai introduce a remedy? I mean, what kind of a thing is that? It's against our whole concept of a system that has to be internally logical and consistent. I don't know the answer to that question. There's one more interesting point over here. So take a look at Tesis. Very interesting point. Taisva says, well, that would be universal points. He says, Taisva, yes, the Ika Benaya, right? The Lalishna Kama Boy Shinui, Ulalishna Basra Lo Boy Shinui. Which is the case of what? Yada. Because it doesn't matter since it's a Mefigan time. Inami, Bahai Shaina Mefig Kama. The Lo Yada. Okay. That it's not Mefig Tam. And he didn't know. The Lishna Basra.
It's
Tzarech Shinui. Because he could have done a Masma. Lishna Kama Lo Tzarech Shinui. Because he goes going to his Das. Okay. Now, fine. That's just a pshat. Upasak Ri. Take a look at this. She Yesh Lesar Becholin. You have to Asar completely. Both cases. You can't say it's a Sefer Drabana. Can't say Sefer Drabana. That's what you should say, Lachar. Right? That in this, let's say for instance, he was a Yoda Meyasmo. Yeah. So I should say, yeah, but according to one Mandama holds, it's Mefigin Taimo, so it's Mutter, so it's a Suffolk, I could do it. Or let's say for instance, dealing with the spice that's like salt, it's not Mefig Taimo. I say, yep, but the other Mandama says that's not what it's totally in, because he's not Mechayif to know what he's going to do. So, so he's allowed to do it. Suffolk Rabban Lakula. The Ri says just the opposite. She yesh lesser b'cholin yin. You have to ask her both ways. Both ways. Gazlin and l'chumra. We have to go l'chumra. Afal gav de b'shel sofrim halocha ha-meko. Even though we have a principle that when it comes to drabonin, you always go after the meko. Ho l'chol echod v'echod yesh kula v'chumra. Since each one has a kula and a chumra, mekol tzar avdin and l'chumra. Okay? And that's what he says. Over here, you can't get out of it by saying it's a Suffolk Drabanan. Over here, you're going to have to say you go L'chumra both ways, even though it's Drabanan. Why? So the Ri explains. Because the Ri is saying that Suffolk Drabanan is different than a Suffolk in Allah. Where you have a Suffolk is an event. It's like Nishbach in Yeridea. So you don't know whether it's a drabbanon because it's min b'mino, and you don't know whether it was shishim or not. You can't measure anymore. So it's a case. The case, the event of nishpach creates a suffix. And since the event of nishpach creates a suffix, so I say suffix drabbanon l'kula. Okay?
Right.
But where you have two deis, so now it's not a question, it's not a practical suffix. It's not an event. It's a kviyas and halacha. So we say when it comes to Michel Devrayim, Michel Sofrim, so what do we say? Halacha ha-mekel. So the halacha is nikva according to the daya that's mekel. That's the kaveya. Okay, there's two dayas. Both of them are valid dayas. And we have to be kaveya halacha. So the Chachamim said that the halacha is nikva according to that daya that's lakula. But over here, since there is no day of l'kula, that's what the Ria is saying. The l'chol echad yesh kula v'yesh chumra.
Right.
So now there is no mechanism via which we can be kaveh halacha. So you have two valid days. So you have to go l'chumra and kol tzad. That's what the Ria is saying. Right? If you're going to go by suffix rabbanon, so then each time it happens, it's a suffix. So I should say Savon Lakula.
Right. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is the re is differentiating between a suffix, which is an event,
right,
and a suffix, which is how you kaveya halacha, where you have two dais.
So let's say you have two dais. Yeah.
Now two dais, the halacha, there's halacha of halacha ha-mekel. That's right. Not the same thing as suffix rabbanon.
So it should be mekel.
So it should be mekel. Okay. But the halacha of halacha ha-mekel is halacha in derech kviyas halacha.
Right.
So it's a kaveya, it's a machriya.
Right.
So over there, you own the, but the machriya is what? Is the tzad, the tzad that's mekel.
Right.
The daya that's mekel.
Right.
But if you have a kula and a chumra in each daya, it can't be machriya anymore. There's no achras adin. That's what it means. Halacha ha mekel means that the halacha is nikvas according to the mekel. So if that's the case, so you need them, that's the machriya, and that's the kaveh halacha. But where each one is machmer and each one's mekel, in different instances,
right.
So there's no more identity of a deo ha-mekel.
Right.
So you can't be kaveh halacha that way.
Right.
It's like acharab matos. So it's like and I shouldn't say acharab matos. It's like halacha of yochad rab malacha halacha karab. It's like halacha karab kivim mechavera. I mean, it's a method of kviyas halacha that the chachamim designed.
Right.
So take away that method, so you have two valid positions.
Right.
So two valid positions, you have to go according to both. Two valid positions. They're both halacha. Halacha was not nikvas according to one or the other. Take a look at the run on the Vavam base. Says the Kosvu Betosvas, the Chain Oraza Levizal. It's the fourth line down, fourth line down from the wide lines. Dibra Masvu the Kosvu Betosvas.
Yeah.
The Chain Oraza Levizal. The Kivan the Bechol Chad Meani Lishni Iko Kula Vechumra Naktin and Chumra the Kol Chad the Lekalamei Mahalocha Chamekel Kivan the Chol Chad Minayum Mekelomachma. Ulefize melach umurika laolam ba'ushinu. V'kulu tavlin nami hecha diyada mai kedera boy b'shuli boy shinu. Aval hecha de lo yada shori b'lo shinu klo. Okay, that's the balamar and the balatesis. So you got to need ba. But let's say, for instance, this is halacha lemaisa, the Raza Levin Baal Teshuvos. So let's say you know what kedera you're going to cook on Yantif. Most people know. So then you can't do it. It'll be like melach. So you'll require a shinu. You're the mora on Pesach. If you do the maror on the night of Pesach, so it's definitely mefik tam. It's definitely mefik tam, but you are yoda me'asmo. Can't say not yoda me'asmo. So you'll have to do it. Oideh Shinui. No, I mean, what you're saying is what the Ran says. In other words, the Ran said that it's only things, that is a good heter. That the Ran says that it's only things where you have two standards. You have the more sophisticated standard of the chef, and you have the standard of the hamona.
Right.
So there's a machlekes. But where everybody would agree that even the hamona wouldn't do it liyam amarvet. So then everybody would agree. That's a good answer. But I'm not so sure about that either. Because you see that when it comes to horseradish, most people don't really make horseradish on the spot. Most people buy in a jar. So just like they buy the pepper. So apparently it falls under the category of the same category, it would seem. It would be the same reality as the favelin. That's the case, and then you're back to the same place, and basically you're gonna have to say that it's Yenichinu. And Achrayin Pasuk Yenichinu. I would say they're right. If you grind it into something that doesn't usually grind into, like in the white plate, so then it's to the Shinizito. It's mutter. Anything's a Shinizito. Your coffee would definitely be Tavlin, so you'd have to do Shinui. Require a Shinui. The problem is, there's a Ran and Arve Psachim that deals with a similar kind of case. The case is on whether you need a seva for the first two kosos or the last two kosos. All right. So that's in Arve Psachim Daf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph and Daf Pei Arif.
Right. You also have that Ran in what do you call it?
So the riff's like this. Riff wasn't like, it's like this. That's a machlekes, whether you need a seva for the first two kosos or for the last two kosos. Right? So now the Gemara says, Gemara gives reasons why the first two kosos, because of Cheres, and then why the last two kosos, after Cheres, of Amid Lahaygisa. Okay. But whatever it is, whatever the reason is, the Gemara finally says, "Va'ashto de itmar hachi v'itmar hachi, kulu tzricha seva." So you need a seva for all dalit kosos.
Right.
Right. So the Ran says, "V'afav gav de ba'al mor kaim alon ipcha, the schol sveke de rabbanon lekula." Right. Hacha kivan de lav milsa de tirchoi. Since it's not a milsa de tircho, avdinin l'ravcha de milsa. Kach pirshazal. Okay, so he brings down the way some Rishonim say they're bothered with the problem. It's a Sofer D'Rabbanan is Lakula, right? So why don't I say Sofer D'Rabbanan Lakula over here? So they say, you're right. Ordinarily, the Chacham say Sofer D'Rabbanan Lakula. But over here, since it's not much of a Tircha to be Yotze Shneem, so it's not that intrinsically they said Sofer Drabban Lakula, Stam, that there's no such thing as a Drabban Maki Sofer. No. There's a Matir of Tircha. Because of the Matir of Tircha, so they said Lakula. But where there's no Matir of Tircha, you don't say Lakula. That's the first pshat. That Sofer Drabban Lakula doesn't mean simply Lohan Midu Devrayim B'makam Sofer, like it sounds like. That B'makam Sofer, there's no Drabban. Not true. Safek, you should go to Chumra always. But there's a Matir, the Rabbanan created a Matir. And what's the Matir? The Matir is Tircha. But when you don't have Tircha, so Safek the Rabbanan the Chumra, just like Safek the Raisa, Kol Tik Rabbanan can't the Raisa Tikka. Okay? I don't know. But over here, it's not much of a Tircha, apparently, to do a Seva. So you lean a little bit. Not much of a Tircha. I mean, for most people, they consider that Tircha. So you got to be careful by what you feel is different. Can't go by your intuition on this one. Okay. And the Ran says, "V'linira the al korchach boilu miyavir aseva b'kula." Nope, you don't have to come onto that svara. You could say really that the rabbanan b'makam sofer doesn't exist. But over here, the different thing. The al korchach boilu miyavir aseva b'kula. Why the e nasal l'kula amai nasal bahani tve mehani? What are you going to say? You're going to go l'kula? So the kula you can't go from the first two more than the last two. Why pick those? So you have no way to be machria. Okay? So you can't pick the first over the last over, vice versa. So he says, so what are you going to do? So you'd be mekel b'tavayu. Then you makra the whole mitzvah of aseva. You can't do that. So what did the first sheet to hold? What did the first sheet to hold? The first sheet held very simply. The first sheet to hell, the question between the run and the first sheet is, machlekes is, what's happening here? According to the first sheet, you go like this. You go piecemeal. I come to Kiddush, I have a kus. Do I need a saver? Don't need a saver. Suffolk. So I'm going to look cooler. It would appear anyways. That's what he's saying. Right? Now I come to the second kus. Again, another latest of suffolk. Right?
Right.
Oh. But according to the run says, no, the run doesn't view it that way, that each event is a latest of suffolk. He views it in terms of what?
The institution of
the table. In terms of the theory, right? The theory. You're going to go to Lakula on this theory. You're going to go to Lakula on the other theory. So he doesn't go by the event. He goes by the theory. I mean, on the surface, this would seem to be the way to analyze the run. That so he says, if you're looking at the suffix in a theoretical manner, not practically. But in a theoretical manner, so you're in trouble. Because theoretically, why should I pick this theory over that theory? So therefore, I can't be machria. So you're going to be forced to the position that you should make a law of it. Make a law of it. You're vade makir the takana. There's no halachic makir takana's fun. Okay? So you have no recourse. So therefore you have to annul it. That's the Iran. Okay? Oh, 1 second. So there's one problem. The problem is, what is the Ran talking about Suffolk, the Rabbanon? This is not a question of Suffolk. This is a question of Kviyas Halacha. Like the Ran is saying in Beitza. Right? Because they have two Mandamram. So it's a question of how you Kviyas Halacha. It's not a question of Suffolk. The way we learned the Taisvis and the Ran, we differentiated very clearly between a Suffolk of an event and between a suffix where we have machriya the din, and you can't confuse the two, because of the banlakula means we have an event, but in achros a din suffix, that's a whole different concept. How you machriya the din, and over there that we say haloch achah mekel, but that's only where you can identify a mekel, but when you can't identify a mekel, so you can't say loch achah mekel. So both of our halachic positions, and you have to go achashneim. Okay?
Right.
So if that's the case, what's the whole kasha with the Ran over here altogether?
Right.
Why is the Ran asking a question in Psachim that Suffolk the Rabban Lakul? It's not a case of Suffolk the Rabban Lakul altogether.
There's no
Mekel.
Right.
So why don't I say the same thing? Since there's no Mekel, so there's no halachachar Mekel, so therefore you have to do both. Very simple. So this complete steer between the run over there and the run over here. So we want to say like this, that there's a difference between a case where it's a drabbanon of Isser and a case where it's a drabbanon of mitzvah. Okay? Why? It's a logical matter. You see, in Isser you have like this. You have two mandamrim in Isser. So one mandomer says usser, one mandomer says mutter. The mandomer that says mutter basically doesn't say anything. He's saying there's nothing halachic going on here. Okay? That's in the case of Isser. Like by Shrikas Atav. Okay? So one mandomer says that where he's Yoda Meesmo, it's usser. The other mandomer says, no, there's no halachic isser. Means there's no halachic. That's all. It's heter. No halachic. Okay, but when you have a mitzvah like Haseva, you can't say that, because in Haseva there's a positive element. One mandamar says there's a kiyuma mitzvah in the two first kosos, and there's no kiyuma mitzvah in the second two, and the other mandamar says no, the kiyuma mitzvah is in the second two and not in the first two. Okay, so it comes out like this, that after I finish the first two. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
After I finish the first two, according to one man da Omar, I was Yotze. According to the other man da Omar, I wasn't Yotze.
Oh.
Now, so now, al korchoch, you have a suffix. Al-Kochach, you can't say, Al-Kochach, you have a suffix. You can't say because the halacha was in Nikva. So you have to go L'chumra like both. Because according to one mandam, you yotze the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah anymore. Do you follow? You see? It's not a reality anymore. So after the first two kosos, now you have a suffix. You see, where it's in a matter of, can I do this? It's simply a violation in Isser. So over there, I say, I have to be machmir. I have to go like both. I go, because according to this mandam, he's saying there's an Isser. The other mandam is saying nothing. He's neutral. He's saying nothing. But over here, you can't say there's a neutral position. You see? So where you're dealing with shchikas atavlin, where it's an Isser, so then one mandam is telling you, oh, you can't do this. The other mandam says, I'm not saying anything. So you can't do it. And the same thing in the other case, both of those cases. But over here, you can't say that, because according to one man, the Omar, there's no more mitzvah. He's saying the mitzvah was spent, you did the mitzvah, now you're doing nothing. You see? He's saying you're a yotze. So now I'm in a suffix if I have to continue with the last two. If I have to do the last two, b'der chaseva. Right? So you can't say the old, what?
The first guy drops it.
And the first guy, right. Do I, what? So that is called now on the last two, it's going to be a suffix drabanan.
Right.
Because according to one mandama saying you a yotze. So the last two is a suffix.
Right. Right, what does that say?
You see? So that's why the Ran calls it a suffix drabanan. It doesn't say it's a question of aloha hamegalo. Because in mitzvah, you can't apply that logic. Because in Isser, one abstains, the other one tells you it's Asser. So you can't do it. You see? But over here, no one's abstaining. In the second two, the first one says, you're a yotze. Now what you're doing is nonsense.
Right.
Okay? So now, whether I'm doing, when I'm doing a save on the second two, the question is, am I doing nonsense or am I doing a mitzvah? That's a suffix. You see? That's a suffix. The first mandam is not retreating. He's not saying, I don't say anything. He's saying, you're yotze already. So what you're doing is totally stupid. You see? So therefore, you're thrown into a suffix. That's why the Ran calls it a suffix. So he says there's two terutzim for that. One terutz is because it's a suffix, but you need a matir tircha, and there's no tircha. Okay, that's the other Rishon. He says, but I have a different answer. Yeah, the Ran is saying like this. The Ran's saying, you're right, suffix daban lakula, but you can't apply that rule in this case. Because suffix daban lakula is in a regular case of Issa. But over here, if you did the first two kosos, what am I going to say? Now I'm going lakula on the last two? Yeah, but that means, but that's not a kula. That's not a kula. Because the first two, because you have no reason, there's no logical reason to be makel on those two. Yeah, what he's saying is like this. He's saying this is not suffered upon Lakula, because even though now, after the first two, you find yourself in the Makam Suffolk, but the Suffolk is not a Suffolk in terms of event. It's a Suffolk in terms of Deya. The Suffolk stems from a Deya. So now the Suffolk has to be in the framework of a Deya. It's not a Suffolk in event. It's a Suffolk in terms of a framework of a Deya, your event involved you in a Deya. Your event was, let's say you mace the first two kosos. Okay, but now because of that, now you're involved in the Suffolk. But this isn't the same as an ordinary Suffolk where you don't know whether it's Asr or Mutter. You see, like Nishpach. This is a Suffolk that involves you in Deyas, whether you Yotze this way or that way. So the rule has to be applied in the framework of a Deya Lakula, not in the framework of an event Lakula. Over there by Nishpach, you say, go Lakula, and there was a Shishin, you see. But over here, you're going to have to say, you go Lakula, and we follow the side that holds the first two. Yeah, but why should I follow that side? Why should I follow that side more than this side? Why should I follow that? There's no, in other words, it's not, there's no consistency. You can't draw it out to a consistent logical solution. Because why should I be making more on the first than the other? You have to speak in the framework. Your framework has to be a framework of deos. Because that's what the suffix is generated by. It's not generated by an event. It's generated by deos. It's true you did an event that placed you in a suffix. You see? And that's why we're calling it Sefer Rabban as opposed to the way we refer to it in Beitzah as Halacha Chamekel. That's correct. But the fact is, in the resolution has to be in the framework of Deos. And you're going to come out with an inconsistent resolution. Of course, it's going to come out, what's your resolution? Because I did those two first. So that's why I'm going that way. But there's no logic to be making more in the first two than the last two. So you don't have a logical resolution. The logical resolution is obviated because of the nature of the suffix that it's based on the two deis. And it's not essentially an event, even though your event brings you to a suffix. You see? You follow? That's what he's saying. He's saying, because you can't have a logical resolution in such a case. It's true that it's deis and it's a suffix, like the other sheet he quotes, because the deis will lead you. It's not like deis and issa. Not like deis and issa. Deis and issa, one is neutral and the other one's talking to us. But over here, the deia that tells you yotze is the same yotze. So your event, the fact that you're mates in the first two kosos, is going to lead you to a suffix. But there's no resolution, because the resolution has to be in the framework of deis. So then your resolution is, because I did the first two, that's why I'm yotze. It's a resolution. Why should you make the first two more than the last two? It has to make sense in terms of the nature of the underlying suffix, which is a suffix in deos. And it doesn't make sense now. You can't say, because I happened to do the first two, that's why we'll make them more in the first two. It doesn't make sense to say that. You see? There's no logical solution because of the nature of the situation. That's what the Ron's saying. Elamai, you'll say, I will make them on both. I'll be making them on both. That, he says, you can't do, because then you all get all that comment. If we don't want to say suffix or a bunny could be yoked a mitzvah, then your father yoked a mitzvah. That's his answer. That's the Ron's answer. It comes out, you have three kinds of cases. You have a case where the suffix is event purely. You have a case where the suffix is haloch, acha, hamekel, or how you convey the halacha. And then you have and that's by Isser. And then you have a case of mitzvah where, because of it's true, it's a machlekes in deos, but because of the nature of the positive entity of mitzvah, you, at a certain point, because of the case, will be in a suffix. You follow? That's the case in suffix. And there, they all that it's a suffix. Whoever he's calling it, some about this. The other Rishon. But according to the Ron is saying, no. The Ron is saying that still the resolution of suffix Rabban Lakula will not work, because the nature of how you came into the suffix is because of deos. And now you're going to come up with a crazy solution that because you happen to do this, so that's why you're going like that day. That's not a reason to go like that day. And there's no logical reason to go like one day more than the other day. The fact that you did it, that's not a reason. So therefore, you don't have a logical solution. So you can't say you go Lakula on these two. There's no reason Lakula on one over the other. Elamai, you'll say, you're going Kula on both of them. Then you make a takana. There's no Allah you make a takana. You're not Maka, you're not Okra Mitzvah. There's no Allah you Okra Mitzvah because of Suffolk. That's impossible. That's the wrong solution. You understand the difference between the case and the case where it's a mitzvah and the case where it's an isser is that where it's an isser, so the mandam that says it's mutter, he simply holds there's no isser. But because it's a negative, it's a negative, you're dealing with a negative. You're dealing with an isser, a negative phenomenon. But when you're dealing with a positive phenomenon, the mandam that says, if you did a save the first two kosos, he says you're a gavra that has a kiyama mitzvah at this point. You see? And the other mandam says, no, you're still chayav a mitzvah. You see, that's not simply a suffix whether you can do it or not. Okay? Each position is maintaining, because there's a positive element of Kiyama Mitzvah, so the mandama that says you in first two, he holds you have a Kiyama Mitzvah. So he's saying you have a Kiyama, the other mandama says you don't have a Kiyama Mitzvah, so now it's a suffix. In the other case, one mandama says, I don't see any reason, there's no reason to ask over here. But the other mandama's position is to ask. So you can't do it. One says heter, there's no issa. One says there is. One says there is halachic institution. There's a halachic phenomenon took place here. The other mandama says no halachic phenomenon. Over here, In the mitzvah, you can't say one says there's no halakhic phenomenon, the other one says there isn't. They're both saying there's a halakhic phenomenon, but one's saying you ever came on mitzvah, that's the way a phenomenon took place, and the other one is saying you're still chayav a mitzvah. There's a different halakhic phenomenon. So it's a machlekes in a positive halakhic entity. Is there a kiyam mitzvah, or is there a chiyav mitzvah? Because you're dealing with a positive. The other one, in Isser, you're simply saying, well, I don't see any Isser. One says, I don't see any Isser. The other man lama says, no, that there is an Isser. So you have to go point to the man lama that says there's an Isser. And the other one simply just says, I don't see any Isser. But that's where you're dealing with a negative with an Isser. Is there an Isser? Is there no Isser? So it's a question, is there halachic value to this action, or there's no halachic value to this action? But over here, but where it's a positive phenomenon, it's not a question, is there halachic value to this action? One Mandama says there's a Kiyam HaMitzvah. I hold this halachic phenomenon of a Kiyam HaMitzvah after the first two, and the other one says, no, you're higher than a mitzvah. That's the difference. So that's why it leads to suffix after the first two. You can't say I'll simply do the machmer, because the other position is not abstaining. It's saying there's a kiyam mitzvah.
Okay, go.
Okay, Beitz Daf Vav Amud Beis in the Daf Arif. Okay, so the Ram brings down the Baal HaTosfos and the Raz HaLevi Zal that even though midrabbanan we always go according to the Meikel Halacha HaMeikel. But where one is a Mako and one is a Machmer, so you can't have that resolution, so therefore both positions stand. They're both halachic positions, and you can't be Mako. So the steer between that round and the round of Sochem Daf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph, Daf Erif, where he states that the case of the Seva, where one Mandama says the first two, the other Mandama says the last two Kosos, which Kosos to do a Seva on the Mel Pesach. So the Ran's question is, why don't I say Suffolk Rabbanan? And the Gemara says you go Lukulu Luchumra. But on the surface, we should say that no, over here there's no Mekom, there's no Machmer, because once is the first, the once is the last. Same thing like the case in Psachim. I mean, the case in Beta. So what's the problem? So we want an answer like this. I mean, I think the simplest form to the answer is that there's two different types of resolutions by Suffolk Darbana. Suffolk Darbana doesn't mean that you could just violate a Suffolk Darbana. Otherwise, the Baal HaTosfos couldn't say that you don't say Aloha HaMekel, because it definitely is a Suffolk. But the Aloha is you need Achra. So the Achra is that if it's a metzias, if it's a case, like by Nishbach, the famous case in Yeridea, Nishbach, where it's Mimbamino and it's a Suffolk Rabbani, you don't know whether there was Shishim, so we say that we resolve it and say there was Shishim. So you machria in the case of the metzias, we say there was Shishim. Where it's not a case question, but it's a question of halacha, am I allowed to do this or not do this? So then we say halacha harmekel. Okay, so there's two ways to resolve it. Now, the reason why the run in Psachim can't resolve it, can't say there's no resolution because you can't say lo chacham mekel, is because over there you're dealing with a mitzvah saseh. There's a difference between a mitzvah say mitrabanan, a say mitrabanan, and between an iser, a mitzvah and an iser. In the case of iser, so it's simply a question, is this thing what they're usher? And there is no resolution. But in the case of in the case where there's a mitzvah, it's a question of, is there a chalos chiv in the gavra? Is there a metzias of a chalos chiv in the gavra in the first two or in the last two? So that's a case of metzias. So in the case of metzias, we always say, you go lakula. You say, you interpret the metzias lakula. So therefore, so you have three cases. You have a regular metzias like nishbach. You have a case where there is no metzias, it's just a halachic question, and you go after the mekel, you resolve it by deos, you go after the deos that's mekel, that you can't do, of course, where each one's mekel and machmer. And then you have a case of halachic metzias. Is there a halos chiyuv? So that's the Ran really in Psachim. Ran Psachim says that's why it's a Safed Rabbanan, because there is a metzias, although it's a halachic metzias. So the Ran is saying that since it's halachic metzias, so why don't we say on the first two kosas, I'll say, is there a metzias of a chalos chiyuv? So I'll say, suffik, there is none. So the Ran says that you can't resolve it that way. If you did it that way, you couldn't resolve it over there by metzias. In the case of Mishpach, you can resolve it by metzias. Say there was shishim. But over there, it's impossible. Because which one, I'll have to do, ultimately, I'll have to say, if I do it in each case, I'll say, if I take the, there's no reason to choose the first two over the last two or vice versa. And if I say in each case, is there a suffering mitzvah? So, then I'll be mevatel the whole tekan rabbanon, the whole mitzvah. And that, there's no halacha, you mevatel the whole mitzvah. Okay. That's the answer in brief.